The state gets its bulk of its royalties from oil produced on the North Slope in the form of oil rather than payments from the producers. This week, lawmakers are considering a contract to sell some of that royalty oil to the Alaska-owned refinery and fuel marketing company, PetroStar. Jim Schein, commercial manager for the Division of Oil and Gas at the state's Department of Natural Resources, says the state makes more money if it receives its oil in kind, or in oil, rather than in value, meaning in cash.
When the state elects its royalty in value, the producer ships the oil and sells it alongside their own production on the state's behalf.
That means the state has to pay what it costs to move that oil from Valdez to the West Coast. On average, that's about $3.50 per barrel. So for the last 38 years, the state has kept its royalty oil and sold it, dodging that transportation cost. Usually the state sells to in-state buyers. Currently, the state is in a five-year contract with Tesoro. It sells between 20 to 25,000 barrels per day to the company. By contrast, PetroStar, a subsidiary of the Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, would be able to draw about 19 to 23,000 barrels per day this year. That number will drop over the next 5 years based on state estimates of lower flow in the Trans-Alaska pipeline.
So in the past, the state has had maybe a little more comfort in our royalty shares over a longer period of time. For instance, we've had 10-year contracts for royalty sales before.
But as volume in the Trans-Alaska pipeline drops, so does certainty in the amount of oil the state will have to sell. Currently, the state has a $46 million bond from PetroStar to cover the costs of the company defaulting on payment or the state having to resell the oil. Schein says the state can readjust that bond, usually based on the price of oil, that amount every 3 months. This year, the state expects to get 50 to 55,000 barrels per day of royalty oil from North Slope production.